lot have been achieved in terms of deliberations and consolidating positions on four subjects or agenda items. And that is governance, economy, security, and justice. The delegates of the respective groups that are participating here deliberated on these four agenda items and presented positions, which were then harmonized by the Secretariat of the Mediation. Last week, they presented to the delegations a consolidated report of the four agenda items which were discussed. And so this report was given. It's over 7 pages.
If I may, yes, you were presented, because we need some clarification on this. You were presented with a 72-page document just this past weekend, or as you entered the weekend. The document was prepared by the mediation team. What is this document about? Is it an agreement, a memorandum of understanding? What is it?
Well, it is a report of the overall discussions on the four agenda items. It provides harmonized or consolidated positions of all the different delegations. You may recall that the delegations are made up of the representatives of the government in Juba, and then opposition groups and stakeholders, including the civil society and other stakeholders. And so these positions obviously would be different in the way they were presented. And so the mediation had to put them, compile all of them and consolidate them into this report. The last 3 days, we have been reviewing this document to see if what we presented initially were captured in the document, and if there are things we wanted to change or add to the document.
Understood. Yes. So it's kind of a summary of what's being discussed, or the notes of your discussions. Rajab, it seems to me, observing this from here, that this process is turning into an attempt to open up the 2018 peace agreement for negotiation in a process that's not really inclusive. I mean, we do have the government, we have the holdout rebel groups, we have civilian opposition like your group, the People's Coalition for Civil Action, we have civil society. And this is not just something I'm observing. The Norwegian Foreign Minister, Espen Barthe, I believe on Friday, and Norway being a key partner of South Sudan and a key sponsor of peace agreements and other important peace and development efforts in the country, he cautioned against that this process should not sideline the 2018 peace agreement that we have in place and trying to implement, because it will throw the country into more chaos. What can you tell our listeners to clarify the agenda of this process that you are part of?
Well, good. Thank you. I think some people still believe the country is not in chaos, even when there are armed opposition groups in conflict with the government. We in the PCCA believe that the country is in crisis. And we also strongly believe that the RRCs has not been fully implemented or not meaningfully implemented. For that reason, I think it is important to consider looking at why the agreement has not been implemented. I am a signatory to the RRCs. I believe in the content of the agreement, but I am frustrated by the way it's being implemented, that it's not delivering peace as initially anticipated. We think that it is important to investigate why there is this stalemate in the implementation of the agreement, leaving the country wallowing in crisis, economic crisis, as you may know, humanitarian crisis, and all of that.
The first week you arrived in Nairobi, it was consultations before the actual sessions. I asked you what was going to be achieved by the end of the process. You said it was too early to tell, but I can tell you something. People are expecting two outcomes. One, the December 2024 elections will be delayed again. Two, opposition groups, civilian and rebel groups, including your group, civilian opposition group, will be brought on board and become part of the government. Am I wrong? Are people wrong to think that?
Well, let us put this into perspective, that the delay in conducting the election is not really because there is this Tumaini initiative ongoing in Nairobi. The process for conducting the election has not been funded. All of these activities have not been carried out to prepare the country for election. So that is completely a separate issue. And one of the reasons why there is need for South Sudanese actually to discuss why we can't conduct elections since we became independent. And the second thing is that it is not about shortage of political parties and politicians and civil society and civil rights movements like the PCCA in Juba. We have politicians in excess, and still the agreement is not being implemented. So it is not just that we need to add more, get more people who are outside into the country, but we need to, in our view, understand why, even with all the agreements signed and those who signed the agreement in Juba, not much is happening. That, to us, is what matters about this process. And so this process must provide answers to those things, as opposed to trying to relate it to the elections, when we very well know that the elections will not be conducted because there is no adequate preparation.